Okay, so this whole Miami situation looks like it might be the tip of the iceberg and could spell serious trouble for not just the Hurricane football and basketball program, but for major college sports all across the country. Look, you would have to be someone living under a rock for the last, 80 some odd years to not see that college sports have been pretty much corrupt as hell, with people who you could consider to be ethical being the exception to the rule. I really don't know what's going to happen. To me, a lot of the magic of college football and college sports in general has been taken away because of the booming success, I should say, of the BCS and March Madness and whatnot. I mean, these aren't college kids anymore, necessarily. These are minor league pro athletes who are basically trying to compete to get into the major leagues of football, baseball, and basketball, and in some cases, hockey. I mean, the fact is, they're playing on a huge stage, and they're not really getting paid for it. Oh, they're getting a scholarship and a free ride. Yeah. Let's face it, a lot of these athletes, they know exactly what they're getting into. Their dream is to make the pros. And some will get their college degrees, some won't. And even then, you know, the dream is to become a pro. Most will not see that dream ever really take off. Some will make the pros, but it will fizzle out. Some will not even get even a letter from the pros. The fact is, I'm almost wishing that it would cause a supernova that destroyed major college football, so that it could be rebuilt into its original intent. Now, I'm not that naive. I'm sure that some programs may be vaporized, but others will find a way to survive, and major college football as it is will continue on. There will be new powers, and the old powers will take some time to resurrect before they get back around. I mean, let's face it. Even Texas had a few years there where they wandered through the wilderness before Mack Brown showed up and put them back into a national contendership. But in my humble opinion, college football has gotten so big so fast that it's almost screaming for an implosion. Same with college basketball. Same with a lot of sports. I mean, look at the salaries. I mean, in my lifetime, the highest paid players were making six figures. Now they're making eight. We're talking the best players are making $18 to $25 million a year. In my lifetime, at the 80s, a player wouldn't even make that if he spent 20 years in the league. It's ridiculous. And these are young football players and basketball players who are just starting to make some headway, and they get these big deals. I don't know. It's like, what's next? I mean, are we within 10 years of seeing the first $50 million a season athlete? The first $250 million or half a billion dollar superstar? It could be possible. That's sports for you. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.